to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Harla Nivens.
Welcome to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. My name is Harla Nivens. I'm your host, and I'm so glad that you are tuning in with us. Before we jump into our interview, and we have something very special that Vicky and I are very excited about, but before we jump into that, let's set the tone for the show with some live music. Sit back and enjoy. Now that we've set the tone for Every Heart, Every Woman radio show on The Word, 100.7 FM, I want to thank my good friend Vicky McMurray for co-hosting with me today. Welcome, Vicky.
Thank you. I'm excited about this show.
I know. This is going to be a good one.
It is. This is going to be great.
This is going to be a really good one. So our show, Every Heart, Every Woman, it is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can get more information about Love Ministries online on their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. And that actually is a great segue into the show because we have our moms
yes.
on the show today. And we haven't given them any indication of what we're going to do and the kind of questions we're going to ask, and we're going to ask it all, good, bad, and ugly.
That's right. Absolutely. This is going to be fun.
This is going to be a lot of fun. So let me introduce my mom. Her name is Myra Jones. And my mom is the co-founder of Love Ministries, along with my dad, Arlington Jones Sr. My mom and my dad have three children. Am I correct?
That is correct.
I wish you could see the looks on our mom's faces, because they have no idea what's going on.
They're scared to death, yes.
This is going to be really good. Okay, so my mom and my dad, they have three children. Their oldest is Arlington Jones. I am the middle, and we have, and they have one younger son, Spencer Jones. Of course, I'm the middle. I'm the only girl. I'm the most favorite, correct? Chime in. Fast. Yes.
A little painful there.
Right. I don't know what the hesitation was.
I don't know either.
Welcome to Every Heart, Every Woman radio show, Mom. So glad that you are joining us. And you've already admitted that I am your favorite, so your sons, they can just take it, right?
Yes. I will be in big trouble, but yes.
It's okay. It's now for the whole world to know.
There we go.
Well, I'm going right along with that introduction. And my mother is here, and her name is Margaret Lake. And my mom raised my brother, Chris, and I. I am the oldest, and my brother is the youngest. And I know for at least right now that I am my mom's favorite, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Totally my favorite.
That's how you do
totally.
It. Chime right in and say yes.
Next time.
Okay. I'm going to make sure my brother's listening to this,
though. I was going to say.
We've got to make sure your brothers are listening as well.
Exactly.
So everybody knows where we stand in the family.
Right.
I'm so proud of my mom. She has her JD degree, and she practiced law for many years, and she's also acted on stage and in films, and she dabbles just a little bit in writing as well. So my mom's sort of a jack of all trades, and she's not afraid to tackle something new, and it's just so much fun to have her here, and she looks so scared, and I'm loving this.
Oh, there's going to be a price to pay.
Okay.
Okay, well, we are so excited. Yes. So thank you all for both being here and saying yes that you'll do this without us giving you any prior information. And so you want to jump right in, Vicki?
Let's jump right in.
Okay. So here's our first question. What has been the most rewarding thing about being a mom? Not specifically your favorites, moms of your favorites sitting right in front of you. Right. What's been the most rewarding thing about being a mom?
I would say teaching the children, our three children, to love Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. and having them grow up and start to do things that will glorify Him. That's been the most rewarding. And the most fun.
I remember that when we were young, and my husband and I, we've done this with our children, that you said that when you had each and every one of us, that you just dedicated us to the Lord and said, you know, Lord, I'm thankful for the children that you've given us to raise, with Carla being the most favorite, and we dedicate them back to you. And Roosevelt and I, we've done the same. But how did that come about? How did you decide to dedicate your children back to the Lord?
Yes, when we were first married, your dad and I, we didn't have children, of course, but we always loved children. So we asked the Lord for children, and we promised at that time that we would dedicate each child back to Him. Mm-hmm. And we did that, starting with your older brother that I love less than I love you.
Right now.
Evidently.
And same thing with you, and same thing with our youngest, dedicating you back to Christ. And it wasn't always a lot of fun, maybe, for you, because you wanted to do things and be in things that didn't glorify God, mm-hmm. we had to say no.
Mm-hmm. That made me sound a little rough around the edges there, but I get it.
We don't have a long enough time to go through all of the no's.
The things that I wanted to do and could not do.
Yes. Well, there's a long list with me as well. So
should I list them now?
No.
I'm going to switch this around just a little bit and say that my parents, I think, were a wonderful example for me to parent. And the best thing that they did for me was drag me to church every single Sunday. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes they really did have to drag me. I did not want to go. They also lived by example. Mm-hmm. And it isn't enough, I don't think, to just bring a child to church. You've got to also live that life. So I am so thankful for that. And that's pretty much what I did with you.
It is.
And your lesser.
Yes,
in your lesser half. There were times when you didn't want to, but the proof is in the pudding. And the joy, really, first of all, to hold a baby in your arms is just so sweet and wonderful. And there's so many good moments, but the joy is to see an adult like you, Vicki, and your brother. Okay, sorry about that, but your brother too. and to see what wonderful lives that you both are living. They are Christ-centered, God-centered, and I'm so thankful. So many of my friends, unfortunately, have children who no longer believe, have not taken their children to church. And it isn't me, it is God.
It is, because I have to say, being a parent right now of two young women, and I have drugged them to church as well, and from my own faith journey, I wasn't always interested in what was happening at church.
I can verify that.
Thank you, Mom. What matters is now.
That's true.
Right.
And
that's
I love him fiercely now. He knows that I love him. But it's been interesting because with that foundation, I have come to grow and love the Lord and seek him out, which I didn't do when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And then I don't want to cry like I'm going to cry in this show.
See, this is going to be a good
happy one.
Yeah.
It just makes me think about my own children as well, mm-hmm. and wanting and praying for them constantly to mm-hmm. seek the Lord and the Lord seek them out, which I know he's doing. Mm-hmm. But just for that to come to pass. And I see little glimmers of it, and I know both my girls love the Lord. It's just interesting to watch their faith journey develop because mm-hmm. it is, you know, less mature than where, just like for myself when I was younger, to where I am now. Right. So it's really interesting, and I'm super grateful because I don't think many children have the privilege of the blessing of their parents wanting them to learn about God be a part of, you know.
Well, you know, we want everybody to know that we really are kidding about us being the favorite children.
Right. No, we don't
you're
want
not.
Our brothers
no,
mad
you're not.
At us.
See, this is like, no, you're not. Right. No. We really are kidding. But what I was thinking is that because both of us have worked in churches in worship and music and choir, and that now you can, you know, get a degree in contemporary worship at some institutions. But when we were growing up, that was just your parents taking you to church, teaching you mm-hmm. the Word of God, modeling before you how to love the Lord, modeling their faith in Jesus Christ before us that really, you know, started us on that path of our life. Our
absolutely.
Life now.
Oh, absolutely. And I think about just what your, you know, my history in church. You know, we went to church every Sunday. Very rarely did we not go to church. And then before there were contemporary services, I was, I think, the only high school student that sang in our chancel choir at church growing mm-hmm. up. And I loved the Lord and I loved him through music most passionately. And so I think if I didn't have that outlet, since I love music so much, I'm not sure where I would have been with him now. But it really does make a difference, you know, our parents dragging us there and helping us make choices that do glorify him, which are not always easy choices, like you said, Myra, or favorable choices. You know, you have two kids at home still. I still have one child at home, and we talk about that a lot in our house.
Right. One of the things, and Mom, you can pick up on this story. When I was how old was I? Maybe junior high, maybe early high school. When you start hanging out at the mall and your friends started hanging out on the mall, you know where I'm going?
Yes.
With this story? You want to pick it up from here?
Well, you wanted to hang out at the mall,
mm-hmm.
and that wasn't what we wanted you to do. So.
And I was young.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
Young to go to the mall alone or with others. Without supervision.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we always did was the things that you were interested in, we found ways to create the atmosphere so that you could still do those things, but we would either be there or it would be a setting where there were adults around to supervise.
Right.
So we did a lot of creating when the three of you guys were growing up. And we do some of that in Love Ministries now, even,
mm-hmm.
to help the young people who don't have supervision, don't have access to different things in their lives. So we introduce them to them, and we create the atmosphere. We have one setting we call the Jesus Party. We were actually doing those when you guys were growing up. And we'd host parties for young people and play kind of music that would that you enjoyed, and then we served the food, we served the drinks, we made sure everything was kosher, and it worked.
Right,
it
right.
really true worked. But parents have to be involved. You have to be willing to give that time
right.
for your children and for other children as well.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I think that sort of touches on my heart. In the last several years, just parenting my youngest one and trying to do very similar things that you're talking about, but being involved with parents. And parents aren't always on the same page with you as wanting to be involved. They are sometimes more interested in going out and doing other things. And so I ended up getting the label of the Christian mom for a while there, which I thought, I'm fine with that label. But
we had that label.
I had a mom come tell me a couple years ago, well, you know, we think you're the Christian mom. Well, I'm okay with that.
Thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
Yes, yes. But it was interesting to me because especially as you have junior high and high school kids, from my own personal experience, I know the trouble that you can get into. And my mother's over here nodding. I might have been a little precocious. But just the opportunities that you have to get into trouble and not necessarily make the right choices.
Right.
And therefore, really needing to create and be creative. And I've never really thought about it that way, but I guess I have done some of that before in parenting my kids. And always, you know, we've always been the house that you come to. And we've always, you know, been the parents that chaperone and so forth. So I think that's fabulous, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
I think, you know, if you're listening right now, you should check our Love Ministries Facebook page, or mine, Carla Nivens Entertainment, because we post as well, and Love Ministries does. Love Ministries provides, and before I make this point. This is how you raised us. This is how you got us to the point, myself and my brothers, to where we are now. And so you're just continuing the same things for the our students in Love Ministries. But talk some more about the types of things that that you do just to create, you know, group dating and those types of things.
Yes. We teach the young men to be gentlemen. We have an activity where we do a group dating setting, and we take the young ladies and the young men, and we go through some activities with them before we go out. We usually go out to dinner or to a movie, but the boys have to practice holding the chairs for the young ladies, opening and closing doors, and paying the bill. And so we do those things, and then we take them out, and they seem to truly enjoy that. And then what we see is that even when we're in our study sessions and at another time, the guys run to get the door, or they, if a girl drops something, they'll pick it up. And so we see them doing these kinds of things even when we aren't training. So that's one of the things that we still do with the young people. We did it with you guys as well.
I would say that you don't want your children to feel like they're missing out. You know, you don't. Yes, they can't do everything. You have one
Can
something
I chime
to say?
In?
Yes, go ahead. She's raising her finger, everybody. Yes. This better be a good. Is this a good story? This make me a... flattering to me.
Well.
Oh no.
Okay. One day, Carla came home when she was in maybe eighth grade.
Okay.
And said, you know, I don't get to do anything. I just go to church, go home, maybe play basketball or volleyball.
Or soccer, what we were doing.
Soccer. I don't get to do anything. So I said.
I said that.
I can't hear
and
it.
And I meant it as a, you know, a little kid. You know.
I know.
Yeah. And I said, well, okay, Carla, what is it that you want to do? What are you missing? And she said, I don't know. I just know I don't get to do everything. So
articulate.
Right.
I've had those moments with my mom as well. There were times when I know I didn't get to do everything I wanted to do either. And that's just part of the discretion now I see as a parent that you get to make as a parent and trying to go sometimes with the feeling you're getting. Because I tell you, being a mom, I certainly work a lot off that feeling. That doesn't feel right. And I remember those conversations with my mom as well. The injustice of it all. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The love that was shown.
Yes.
The love that was shown.
Absolutely.
So, Margaret, let me ask you. So in those times, we're going to hopefully this will get a good story about Vicky.
Unfortunately, there's quite a few.
In those times, you know, how do you handle that as a mom when you know that the answer is no? And it is a firm no.
It is. It's tough. We've already established, I think, basically, that parenting can be really tough. Mm-hmm. It is exhausting. And no mother that I know of wants to say no. I didn't want to say no to Vicky, but I knew better. and it's tough, though. It really is. It's sometimes it produced anger when she was in junior high and high school. I know it's hard to believe.
Really?
Yes. She's giving this sweet little face, yes. Sometimes was angry. Sometimes there was a slam of a bedroom door, maybe even a little stomping on the other side of the. But you just have to. And, yes, I prayed a lot. I prayed and prayed and prayed. And, yes, there were tears. There were a lot of tears on both of our sides, I think. But you do live through it. Mm-hmm. And I'm very glad I didn't ever turn around and say yes to you. So there.
I would agree now. Did you hear that? It's actually being recorded. I'm agreeing with you.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
That point comes in
yes,
life.
Yes. I agree with what you're saying now, being on the flip side of all of that. But
it does make a difference.
It does make a difference. And I look now, and honestly, again, it's just the privilege and blessing of having parents being involved and caring about you and praying for you. And knowing that.
And saying no repeatedly and standing up to that.
Right, because I pushed. But I have to say, yes. I pushed quite a bit. I was a very strong-willed and strong-willed human. I think those that know me know that's probably true. But I think, you know, a lot of that, my mom's a very strong woman. And I can say now, as a woman of children and being more mature, that I get that. And I'm appreciative of that quality about myself and of my mom. So.
Right, right. I think we both can say that, first of all, we're very thankful.
Very thankful.
For all of the times that you said no, had to say no, mm-hmm. stuck with no, and equally thankful for the times when you, you know, created other opportunities
Absolutely.
For us to, you know, really feel like we weren't missing out. I really didn't, I remember getting to college and kind of getting outside of our circle that we grew up in and talking to other young women. And at that point, I think I did call back and say, thank you. I mean, I had a great upbringing despite, you know,
right. Oh,
anger, tears,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
All of
the
that
stomping
drama
and everything. Yes,
you know,
drama.
Whatnot. Yeah. You know, we're very thankful.
Very thankful. There's so many kids out there that, you know, don't have that. And I actually had that myself a couple years ago from my oldest daughter who came to me once she was in college. It was her first year. And she sat me down one day. I was visiting. And she said, I just have to tell you, I now know that you loved me all along. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is just music to your ears because you do say no so much. And you do just pray so fiercely for them. And I'm assuming you still pray for me because I'm still praying for my kids.
I do.
And I don't think that will ever, that
right.
will ever end.
Right.
It doesn't.
Right. That will absolutely not end. We're going to take a break, but before we do, can we ask, just really quickly, Margaret, what is your fondest memory of childhood, of your children? What is, you know, share with us just something that would
really
be your fondest memory.
There are so many things that watching Vicky spend the very first night, for instance, out of her crib, and you were too young to remember, I'm sure, but instead of staying in the bed that had been carefully propped up with chair backs and with a little, you know, side rails, you got out of the bed and put your little body on a pillow. You were so tiny. And there you were, sound asleep on the floor with your little tushy up in the air, just sleeping soundly.
We need a picture of that.
No, we don't.
I wish I had one. But I think the greatest joy was the awesomeness that you saw life, that everything was new and it was exciting. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the great joys.
Yes.
I would agree.
Yeah. Mom, what about you? Share with us one of your fondest memories.
Well, one of my fondest memories is, and I appreciate it more now than I did at the time, when Carla was growing up at our home, we have a raised fireplace.
I know this story.
Do you know this story?
Yes, I do, and I love this story.
Yeah, we had a raised fireplace, and we had a lot of instruments in our home,
indeed.
And we had microphones, and so they were singing, playing drums, dancing all the time. Carla, she was maybe 3 or 4, would always climb up on the fireplace. But the rule was that she was not to climb up on the fireplace. But she'd climb up on the fireplace when I was in the kitchen cooking with this little microphone. And she would just sing. So I had spanked her once about it because she was too young to climb up there and get down.
And I would fall off.
Without hurting herself.
Mm-hmm.
One day, she fell off, and she probably has a cut above her eye where she fell off and hit her head on there. And it was so frightening to us, blood gushing everywhere. And I just remember praying and said, Lord, I promise if you will take care of her, don't let her die or don't let anything happen, I will make sure she doesn't climb up on that fireplace anymore.
Right.
So I told her, I said, okay, we rushed her to emergency and everything. We got it all taken care of. I didn't forget. And after she was well and healed, I spanked her really good. And I said, don't get on the fireplace again. And I mean, don't get on the fireplace again. There's plenty of floor space. Sing down here.
Well, and when we're a star, we have to just rise up a little higher.
Yeah. But we wanted her to live past 3.
Yes. Right. So, I remember
right.
that story.
That's important that the kids live past 3.
Did it work? Did you stay off the...
No. I think I may have had, 2 more trips to the... to the hospital.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I did that repeatedly. But that when we come back, we'll start there about because that really leads into, you know, teaching parents or kind of putting it on their minds to watch what their children enjoy doing, mm-hmm. even though that was a situation where obviously that was dangerous. But it was my love. Like it was. you know, and ended up being what I do for a living. So let's take a break, and we will come back. This is the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show.
Every heart, every woman.
You're listening to Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show on The Word 100.7 FM. My good friend Vicki Murray is co-hosting with me today. Thank you so much for being here and taking this journey with me.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, hopefully I say that enough. Thank you, thank you,
oh,
thank you.
Oh, hon, it's my pleasure.
You shoulder so much. So I truly appreciate that. And Vicki and I both appreciate our moms. They have been, we've been chatting with them, and they are great sports.
So far.
Yeah. Right, we're going to stick it to you this
That's right.
segment. I don't know what that means, but
I don't either.
That's where we go. But when we left off, we kind of started something, and I want to jump right back into that, because some parents, actually I've been in conversations with parents of teenagers that are, you know, junior, senior, getting ready to go to high school, and the parents are saying, I don't know what my child wants to do in college. I don't know what their passion is, what they love. One parent said that the counselor at school just said, watch them and see what they naturally do. And this parent was like, I'm panicking because they're a junior and I don't know what they like to do. What am I looking for? Help some of the moms out. What are you looking for? How do you figure it out? How do you figure out what your child's love and passion is?
It's what they do. It's what they do. And you had a lot of passions, Vicki, including loving to ride a horse.
Yes.
There was a time that I thought perhaps you might become a veterinarian because you loved Master Roberts so much. And you took really good care of Master Roberts.
Your room
might have been a shambles.
Okay.
But Master Roberts was very wonderful.
That's creative, creative energy. Master Roberts was my horse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I didn't know this about me. Yes.
Okay.
So in eighth grade, I all of a sudden had an interest to ride equestrian. So not country or western, but equestrian, which is the jumping and the more formal English riding. And
you were very good.
Oh, well, thank you.
Very good.
And so I was able, actually, through high school, I rode, and I used it as a PE credit. And so I would leave school early, and my mom would drop me off at the stable, and I would be a stable junkie, and I would just be out there all day long, and I would take lessons. And then I rode in horse shows, and I did that eighth grade through most of high school.
But you also loved to sing.
Always.
And you would sing in your room with... used to be records.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm old.
Records.
You would sing, and
I'm
then
old.
You were bold enough to participate in church choir, so I knew that was it. At least two interests.
Absolutely.
So it was.
I loved it.
Yes, and it was wonderful fun watching you.
Right, but you always. I mean, any interest I had, I didn't have to. I mean, I didn't appreciate it then, but I never wondered whether or not my parents were going to help me or support me with this, because you always did. So, and I am older, and when I was younger, there weren't a lot of sports that girls were doing.
Okay.
Soccer was really the only thing at the time, but it wasn't very many of my friends playing soccer. So now when I look at my daughters and their friends, neither of my daughters are big sports people, but all of their friends, but it was encouraged at a younger age, whereas for myself it wasn't. That just wasn't happening. So,
but if you had wanted to.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Right. That's my point. If I wanted to, you would have absolutely
right.
said,
absolutely.
Let's do it.
Hmm. So Mom, answer that question for us. How do you figure out what your child's love and passion is?
Yeah, I agree. You look at what they are interested in, the things that they love to do. Besides singing, you love cheerleading. You loved practically anything that called for movement and enjoyment. And so you were in the, you always sang in the choirs at church. You sang solos and led songs. But you also sang in talent shows at school. And you just sang in chapel at school. And you did all those things. And you start writing songs very early.
That's true.
You were writing songs.
Which you kind of pushed me to do that.
Yes, yes. And
against my will.
But it
so
was,
it doesn't matter if.
But who was right? Because your songs are beautiful.
Yes. Right. That's, yes. So that's what I'm bringing up. Because some parents, if your child, you know, enjoys doing something, and then you give them the opportunity to do it, and you start teaching them, and they resist, some parents would back up. You never did that.
No, no. I think that backing up is taking something away from the child. Mm-hmm. That if you, and parents can see that children have gifts and talent, and so you encourage it, you help it. And if they back up, your brother, who is a, is it okay to talk about your brother?
Absolutely. He's less favorite, but let's bring him up.
Which one?
The oldest brother.
Oh, Arlington.
Arlington is a professional musician, but yes. When he was 8, he said, I don't want to play piano anymore. He didn't want to practice.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. He didn't want to practice. And so your dad and I said, no, let's keep going. I could just start singing a song. He could go to the piano and play it.
He could.
He was gifted in that area. Mm-hmm. So I think parents, part of our responsibility is to help the children stick to a task. Because sometimes children will start. And then if they don't like having to practice or if they don't like, you know, whatever it is, they'll say, oh, I don't think I want to do that anymore.
Right.
So then parents have the responsibility of making sure that they stick to things. Because backing off, quitting, that can hurt you in life.
It can. I quit piano, though, Myra. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I did.
No,
I don't even remember
fine.
How old I was. But I do know, I'm being sarcastic, but I do know that you know, when I took it, I enjoyed it and I liked playing, but I didn't enjoy the sitting there with the metronome back and forth. Mm-hmm. But I can say now, because I used to really kind of be frustrated about having to play the piano, I'm so glad because I know how to read music. It has benefited me for many years, and I can
Absolutely.
Still, if I have to, sit down and try to play some chords. But
you also took the flute up when you were in high school, and she was
yes.
very good. You were.
Thank
very
you.
Good.
I like my mom being here.
Yes, yes. Getting all
I'm
these compliments.
Very good today.
So music. This the same for you. Music was a passion mm-hmm. and a love. So. So it's okay to have for parents to have some stick-to-itness with things that your children love, but maybe they don't want to, you know, take the time to dig in to practice. For me, it was the scriptures before I sang. Do you remember this?
Yes, I do.
We would go back and forth about that. I did not want to share a scripture about the song before I sang it.
Because?
Well, because I just thought, I don't want to do that. I just want to sing the song. I just want to sing the song. Let's not do the scripture.
But then I felt differently about that.
Yes.
Because I felt like she needed to know what she was singing about. And so I said, you'll have a scripture before each song. You memorize it, and then you can share it. And so Neither one of us knew at the time that she was going to be a worship
exactly.
leader and that she was going to have to be able to communicate with people in that way. So here
so mom
she
was right.
Mom was right. And parents are very important. I mean, that time of teaching and training and the stick-to-itness It's really, 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 it's really, essential. Really important.
It is. It's important. It's hard work, but it's worth it.
Right, right. So we mentioned about a game. Are you gamers?
Are you gamers?
Really excited? Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Are there any prizes?
Our love.
There we go.
Our love. A hug after the show.
There we go.
Okay.
I didn't have a good answer for that.
That's what I'm here for.
I was going to say, you get to keep us as daughters.
That's the biggest prize ever.
Right. Okay, so this game is called Mother to Daughter.
Yes.
Vicki, do you want to
sure.
start off the game?
Sure. So yes. we're going to see how well we know the two of you. So we're going to ask a question to each other and answer it about you. So the first question is, do we know our mother's favorite colors? Do you know your mom's favorite color?
I believe I do. I believe her favorite color is yellow.
I believe my mother's favorite color is yellow.
Oh,
Myra, is
that's
favorite?
Correct.
All right.
Mom? Oh, no. It used to be yellow.
I do love yellow.
Okay.
But blue, actually.
Oh,
and you have on blue today.
I have blue.
Beautiful
okay.
and blue.
And a lot of my rooms are blue
okay.
at the house.
That's true. Your rooms. I should have gone with what's going on now because growing up, I do remember you telling me yellow, and we had yellow bathroom and yellow room. And okay. All right. For Vicki. Why don't you ask the next one?
It's okay. You can redeem yourself.
I hope
Vicki,
so.
With this one. So, Vicki, what is your mom's shoe size?
Oh, goodness. I'm hoping it's a 7.
Correct.
Yay!
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, you got it right. I believe we wear the same size shoe, which is 7.5.
7.5.
There we go.
We wear the same size as well.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't get that with my daughter. She's
really?
She's athletic, yes. So she's grown taller. Naomi has grown taller than me, and her foot is way bigger than mine. But I get to steal her shoes, but she can't steal mine because mine are too small.
Oh, goodness. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I have, that's the whole wonderful
that's
perk
the
of a teenager.
Of having.
I'll go get a pair of shoes and tell Tim, well, goodness, I mean, we're both going
both
to wear them.
Both of us are going to wear them. It was definitely worth the money.
It was worth the money, two for one. Okay. What is my mother's favorite flower? And there's two or three. I'm having a hard time. I know Joey's was the sunflower, but I know at one time you loved daisies. And roses, but I'm going to go with daisy.
I love daisies, yes.
That's not your favorite flower, though.
Okay, it isn't. I was going
to
go
get
with
points
that.
No, so trying
no
to make her.
No lie.
Trying to make it a correct answer.
I love flowers. I mean, I love all
you
sorts of flowers, but I really love sunflowers for a variety
oh,
of reasons.
Okay. So
you were right the first time.
I should have stuck with my first.
Yes, you were
my
right.
My intuition.
This one, I may get wrong, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say roses.
Roses is correct.
Oh, great. Look at there.
Oh, very good. Okay. I don't know if I want to ask my mom how old she is because I don't know if she wants to share that.
Why would I want to? I'm as young as I feel and as old as I act.
Okay.
There
we'll,
we go.
We'll just.
And do you want me to
Myra has a thumbs
yours?
Up with that one, too.
Do you want me to? I know yours.
Well, I know
okay,
my mom's
go
as
ahead.
Well. But
you do?
Yes.
Okay.
But she wouldn't
well,
dare.
She doesn't want me to say it.
Well,
so.
Well I'll
just say
this.
My birth year.
Oh, that I don't know. I'd have that call that math. I don't know. I don't know my fingers. But this one I was going to say that you lead the Soul Inspirational Line Dancers, which you can look them up on their social media page, and so you're dancing all the time with your group. And honestly, you can't tell anybody's age. In this group.
No, you can't. This, I would agree.
Oh, yes. They,
such
agree.
A wise person. It,
you know? So on her birthday, I think somebody had asked me at church, because I said, we're having my mom's birthday party. And they said, how old is she? And I said, oh, somewhere between 63, 65, you know, in that range. Then we went, you know, to your party. And, of course, we're line dancing and everything. One of the grandchildren said, well, how old are you, Grandma? And you said 70. And I said, 70? Like, I had no earthly idea.
Absolutely.
Cannot tell. You cannot tell.
1948.
I'm not going to say anything.
Thank
I'm just going to keep moving.
Thank you. Just keep moving.
Okay, but I do know the answer to this one, how old my mother was when she got married.
I don't know that I know that one.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
18.
I was 19.
You were 18.
I was 19. But
Well, I'm losing terribly at this game.
You're going to make it.
I'm
beat.
So close to each one, each answer. And I'm the one who wanted to play.
Okay, so I really don't know the answer to this. I'm going to guess, because I know that it was after college for you, but Dad did 2 more years of college. So, see, this is math. I'm counting
okay,
up.
Yes,
I can't even
need
get
to tell people
18,
what,
19, 20, 21, 22, 23. I'm going to guess 23.
23 is correct.
Right. Wow.
And I had to do math on
I
that
know.
One.
I was impressed. Count yeah. your fingers. That was really good. I can answer one for sure. How many siblings you have?
Gee, how many siblings do I have? I'm a spoiled only child.
Yes, you have no siblings.
Oh, no siblings.
That's right. Yeah, no.
Wow.
I got that one. Ding, 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 ding.
Good job. High five. Okay, so this is easiest. My mom is the oldest of 6. So she's been in charge for many, 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 many years, right?
Yeah. So the question is, how many siblings?
5.
You, correct.
Oh, thank you, Myra. Thanks. Don't let her slip there. I like that.
Okay. Let's do one more really fast, and then.
Okay. What city our parents were born in? Our moms
okay.
were born in.
Okay.
I think my mom was born in Stafford, Kansas.
Correct.
All right.
Yes. Yay.
Great job.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'm going to say this right. Is it Kosciuszko, Mississippi?
That is correct.
Okay.
Kosciuszko,
yes.
Mississippi.
I was going to say in Chicago.
No.
Isn't that where you grew up? No?
That is
where okay.
I was 3 years old when they...
When they moved you up to
moved
Chicago.
Moved to Chicago.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Well, thank you all so much. Thanks to Myra Jones and to Margaret Lake for joining us on Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I want them to quickly give their social media account so that you can follow them and keep up with, because they do volunteer work and they have all kinds of things going on that we didn't actually get to cover in this show. So, Mom, will you let us know?
Yes. Love Ministries is loveministriesbills.org. And you can find us on Facebook. You can also find Myra Jones on Facebook.
And Soul Inspirational Line
Soul
Dancers.
Inspirational Line Dancers also on Facebook.
Okay. Margaret?
Well, yeah. I'm on Facebook. Margaret Lake.
Okay.
That's easy. That's
there simple. We go. There we go. And thank you all again so very much. I mean, you all have been just so strong for Vicki and I in teaching us how to become women who love the Lord, and now we are passing that on to our children as we're our children are teenagers and your children are teenage and then
college.
Young adult. Yes. So the best years.
The
right?
best years, absolutely.
These are the best years. So again, our show, Every Heart, Every Woman Radio, is on The Word 100.7 FM. Our show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. You can follow our show on EHEW Radio. That's our social media platforms, or EHEWradio.com. Keep in touch with us, and then join us next week at 6 p.m. on The Word 100.7. Thank you so much, Vicki.
Thank you, Carla.
This has been so much fun. Thanks, Moms. I am your host, Carla Nivens. Everyone, please have a great and wonderful week.